Okay, everybody, say, let me get invited over here. So the story is that Rav is going on the Shura de Mechuzah, and he sees on the Shura de Mechuzah, on the wall that surrounds Mechuzah, a rider, a shade called Horman Belilis, running around over there on top, and a horse of cavalry.
Cattle.
Cavalry walking on the bottom, riding on the bottom, not being able to keep up. So what does all this mean? Like the going that the Mechuzah was the center of commerce, where people, all they did all day was run around the money. May sound familiar to you, may not, whatever. And people, all they cared about was money and chitzonius, and therefore the point of this Gemara is that there is a dichotomy in a person. There's two parts to a person. There's the basically the upper half, the bottom half, the guf and the nefesh, and the guf and the neshama. And a person is in a constant struggle. The chiddush of Horman Baal Ben Lila is that he not only is he the Yetzer Hara, sometimes he's the Yetzer Hara that can conquer the Yetzer Tov. He's the Yetzer Hara that stretches himself up to take over even the good parts of the person. He now, even his learning, even his davening, even his tzedakah, even his aliyahs, even everything he gets is only for the purpose of kavod. So therefore, when you are on the Shura de Mechuzah, you are on the wall which surrounds Mechuzah. The wall is the protective part of Mechuzah. What protects Mechuzah? The Torah, the Ma'asim Tovim, is supposed to protect Mechuzah. But on top of all that was Horman Ben Lilas, the shade, the power of evil, running around to maintain ownership and full bialis and control over the Shura de Mechuzah. So all this symbolizes those Yetzer Haras in a person which try to get him to even do his mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim for the purpose of kavod and self-aggrandizement. And therefore, every mitzvah, as opposed to making him a more selfless person, just continues and strengthens his selfishness. And that is the power of this first part of the Gemara. The question is, so who's the horse rider on the bottom? Who is that? Who's that guy? What's Rava seeing in that guy? So Rava sees in that person, Shehatzadikim zokta goyin nikroim. So the goyin says that a person, a tzaddik, is often referred to in the Sifrei Chazal as a roichev, a horse rider. The reason for that being, the rider is the ikar. That's what gives the toichen, the direction to the, that also gives direction to the horse. The horse takes you there. So, and obviously there's no much value in the horse with no rider. The rider is the neshama. The rider is what gives a direction. The horse is merely the guf, which gets you there. If you're a tzaddik, then you're indeed a roichev because you are controlling the sus. You are on top, and you are controlling the sus. You are leading the sus. You are telling the guf where to go. You, as the neshama, have control over your sus. In a sense, the roichev of the sus is the direct opposite of the Horman Ben Lilas. The Horman Ben Lilas was when the lower body, which symbolized the Gashmis, took over the top of the body. It made even the mitzvahs bad. The Roichev is the opposite. He takes the neshama, he rides himself on top of the guf, and he makes himself the neshama's the ikur, and prakaret, even the guf becomes subservient to the neshama. So the roichev of the sus is the opposite of the Horman Ben Lilas, essentially, right? I think the Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, "L'susasi which is a concept of the, where that pasuk symbolizes this concept. He says by the goyim or by the rechve paroi, it says that the susim rode the riders into the yam. It says that the susim went first. So what's the symbolism? The symbolism is very simple. Says the Ramban, what in the world? The Ramban says the fact that the Mitzrayim were run, even like this part, the fact that Mitzrayim were willing, after all the makas, to go and run after the Yidden was the biggest nes out of all the nesim. As you see a meshugan, a guy doing something crazy, that's a bigger nes than all the 10 makas. What in the world are the Mitzrayim running after the Yidden for? The Teretz says, he says it was an ace, but what was going on? There was no seichel there. There was no, it was just pure anger, pure, I'm going to get back to you, pure midas rois. So what happens when you meet this rois to completely take over your seichel? The remez, the sus is going before the rider. So what went into the Amsuf? Did the rider go and bring the sus into the Amsuf? Zach Chazal, no. The sus brought the rider into the Amsuf. Means the guf, the bad midas, the yetzara brought the rider into the Amsuf. It was the kirch of the sus that controlled the rider. It wasn't the rider controlling the sus in a p this remez of the gra. So the Reb Chaim Volozhin is sticking with the gra. And if it's not Reb Chaim Volozhin, I just made it up. It's a pretty good word anyway. But the that's the symbolism of the sus. Okay. So now Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is watching this story and he sees that there's a sus on the bottom. And the sus is what he also says another symbolism. It says Roichve Asoinois Elu. So he says another symbolism why a sus represents a tzaddik is because the tzaddik will go to great lengths and great efforts in order to be marbitz Torah. So that's the other symbolism of the sus. It symbolizes the tzaddik riding and controlling the talmidei chachamim, controlling their guf. But so he sees both of these. But you know what he sees? That the sus cannot catch up to Horman ben Lilas. That's what it says, right? Right, Parsha Kirochim Chiyusam Mitzvusei, the Lo Yochel, he can't reach it. Says the Goyim, you know what this is telling me? That every tzaddik, when he sees a Rasha, there's something to learn from that Rasha. I remember always the Shmuzin in Yeshiva. When you see the bomber, the suicide bomber, Lo Aleinu, there's a musar for us to take from that, besides all the musar and the tsar, so there's a musar that takes from that. He's willing to go to that length for his beliefs. Are we willing to go to that such lengths? Not like that, but how much are we willing to give up for our belief? There's something to learn from the dedication of a Rasha. Now, Zok the Goyim, he says, says it's unbelievable. The Mechuza guy who's learning Shalei Lashma, it's much easier for him. Because now there's no battle. The Neshama wants to learn, and the Yitzhara wants to learn. So they're both learning. So you know how much Asmada this guy has now? This guy's not Shaykh. The Yitzhara wants to give, the Yitzhara Toiv wants to give Tzedakah, and the Yitzhara wants to give Tzedakah. So you're not battling. So this guy, Mamash, is giving a high rabbi tzedakah. Me, the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, my Yitzhar Tov wants to do it, but I got to bring the sus along. I'm riding on the sus. They got it. I'm on charge. I'm good. It's a battle for me. So when the mitzvah is coming as a battle, Zok the Gra, what's going on is Rabbi sees the story. He sees that the guy on the bottom can't keep up. But he shouldn't despair. Because his level is so much higher. Because he's battling and he's fighting and he's doing it for the right reason and he's in it. And the other guy, he's not gonna last forever. Another guy is gonna fall eventually. But in the trench itself, he says the guy who's doing it Shalei Lashem Shemayim is gonna go further. And he's gonna go further because of this. It's an unbelievable deher, right? He doesn't have to tell them to fight. So he's there. The Yitzhar Tov says, give it to Tzedakah. The Yitzhar Rasha says, Father, give it to Tzedakah. Just make sure that it's not anonymous. Right? Make sure we got to get that COVID. So once the Yitzhar Ra and the Yitzhar Tov, they're going to go further. The guy at the bottom is the Yitzhar. So what's going on? What's the lesson? says the Gra, the people on top are learning Shalei L'Shem Shemayim B'Shkei D'Rabba. Kacha Tilmoit K'moy Kain. Kol Kach L'Shem Shemayim. You, who is learning L'Shem Shemayim, should push yourself to keep up with him. Ki Zeh Kasha La'adam Me'oid. That's very difficult. L'Lmoit B'Cheifetz B'Cheishik L'Shem Shemayim. To keep learning that way L'Shem Shemayim is very difficult. Kol Shomru Yerotzen Shetei Mor Shemayim Aleichem K'moy Basav Adam. There's a Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan that they asked Rabbi Yochanan for a bracha, and he said, Halavai, that the Moira, the cover that you have for Shemayim should be the same level as the cover you have for Basav Adam. So they said, Ad Kan, that's it. They said, Halavai. Meaning to say, when you have the Yetzer Hara pushing you in the right direction, then you'll go further. But that should be a motivation for everyone else to push them to keep following. Now, it's a pretty interesting going, interesting kinesh. Shaila is, so if that's the case, so maybe if I can, you know, look, I'll get some more learning in, I'll feed the Yitzhara, but for myself, I'll be doing mitzvahs at least. So the answer is there's some truth to that. But not when it's woman belilas, meaning to say that if that's happening because you're allowing the Yitzhara to take over your goof, you're not growing. What it has to be is, it has to be that it's motivated from the Yetzer HaTov. It's coming from the Yetzer HaTov. But the Yetzer HaTov knows, hey, I need a little motivation. Ultimately, I want to do it anywhere. I want to do it L'Shem Shemayim. And I'll do it, but I'll do it. I want a little motivation. So you throw in a little WD-40, you throw some motivation and some Shlo Lishma. And that's not your ultimate purpose, but it helps you. That's okay. And for Karen, eventually you won't need it, and that's fine. What's the real problem? The real problem is when Horman Ben Lilas takes over, and then it's just the counter, meaning it's just a form, it's another form of fulfilling your Eitzer Hara, your Taiva. Right. So then that's what is a problem. So I'll come on, that's the setup over here of the horses. All right? So, and tomorrow we will learn the famous juggler and the king. Okay? I'll see you all tomorrow. This is Hashem. Shkoyach.